sure.
What was the worst injury you ever had?
The worst injury?
Yeah.
I had two injuries in my life. One was in the schoolyard, cement yard, playing, running fast, fell, tripped, hit my head right here, got a huge bump on my head, a really big lump. Took the day off, didn't come back to school, but I came back the next day, and the teacher took me to every classroom and showed the kids why you should not run in the schoolyard. This big lump, that was my worst injury.
Why do you like traveling?
I have no idea, to be honest. I have no idea. I think the Navy. I was in the Navy 3 years, and the Navy took me to Europe twice and took me to the Caribbean and South America. And I just remember like getting off the ship of the Navy and looking around and saying, this is the place I'd like to explore and come back to. That was probably my beginning.
What country do you like to visit the most?
France. I like to go to France because it's the size of Texas. So it's big, but not the size of the United States. And all of France is different. Wherever you go to the south of France, it's called the Riviera. It's all the beaches down there. You go to a park called Brittany, which is all sea and sea animals and oysters and clams and things like that. So anywhere in France you can go is different. You go to the section that looks like canyons. You go to a section where they're all volcanoes from the old days. They're no more active volcano, but you can see the volcano shape of the mountains.
I guess that answered my next question. What is your favorite part of the world?
Europe. Only Europe. I only go to Europe. My generation, older generation, went to Europe. That was it. People like my daughter today and people like that go to places like Southeast Asia and all over the world. We didn't do that.
What is your favorite memory of traveling?
I think my first favorite memory is the one that I had in the, when I was on the ship of the Navy. And we came out and we tied up at the pier. Oh, it was about 6 o'clock in the evening. And the sky had said it was kind of dusk. It was a little bit of fog. And I stepped off the ship and I took a deep breath and I could smell charcoal fires burning. It turned out that all the Portuguese homes would cook their fish outside or little grills outside their front doors. And that smell just filled the whole air. And I never forgot that smell. And it made me always want to go back and get kind of a smell for Europe.
What did you do when you traveled?
What do I do?
Like when you travel to Europe?
I just like to be in some place that's different from where it is here at home. I want to be alone. I don't want to be with a group of people that are telling me what to do. So I want to be in a place that's different so I can walk in a store or I can walk in a restaurant and order something different and food. I can handle different kinds of money. I can walk down different streets and try and read the signs. I want it to be a challenge to make that I survive in this place that's different. If I were your age, I would probably go to Africa or Southeast Asia, the jungle or something. I won't do that anymore, but I could do it in Europe.
I guess we're going back to your school days. What was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject was probably math. I liked all subjects. I liked math because there was an answer to it. It worked. There was always an answer. You had this, you're either right or wrong.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice to be that way. But you want to ask me honestly, I liked all subjects. I was a student. What's your favorite? I don't know. You go ahead.
Math.
Math?
Yeah. What was the number one thing that your kids did that annoyed you the most?
The things my children did that annoyed me the most.
Like my mom.
not being like I was, who was a person very much in control and knew what I was doing And the time was always set. And if we're going to eat at 6 o'clock, you know, 6 o'clock was dinner time. And bedtime was something that you did. Life is, for me, was very organized and scheduled. I expected my kids to do the same thing.
Okay, well, did it
I gave my kids a lot of freedom. But I also expected them, like if bedtime's at 10, they had to be ready for bed.